Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Advisor Dr. Kekrelule Yome stresses need to preserve tribal languages. State Cabinet discuss call for reservation policy review on August 6. Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation defers STIR, awaiting Cabinet decision. And state government urged to take urgent concrete action to mitigate human-elephant conflict. Now the news in detail. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrelule Yome, has highlighted the urgent need to preserve indigenous languages in Nagaland. Speaking at the inaugural session of a seven-day refresher course for language educators at Nagaland University Kohima campus, he emphasized that identity and language are crucial for communities without written scripts. Dr. Yome highlighted complexities of language preservation in a multilingual state like Nagaland. He noted that the department's efforts to develop tribal language textbooks remain in the early stage due to challenges including translation hurdles. He stressed the importance of teaching children in their mother tongue in line with the national education policy, acknowledging that implementation remains difficult.
We are also at a crossroad where those who do not develop their language, ultimately, although we speak today, a lot of language will die within ourselves. For us to move out of that endangered languages, I think we are quite safe today. But unless we accelerate our growth, we have a lot to lose.
Describing language work as not only academic but social and cultural responsibility, Dr. Yome commended efforts of tribal literature boards and suggested the use of AI to support vocabulary building and research, besides investments in labs and formal collaborations. Meanwhile, Commissioner and Secretary, School Education and SCERT, Kevileno Angami and Principal Director Shashank Singh also reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening indigenous language education. Nagaland State Government met with representatives of the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy today at Civil Secretariat in Kohima. The government was represented by newly appointed Chief Secretary Sintiyangar Imchin and other senior officials. Speaking to media after the meeting, committee convener Tesinlo Semi said the meeting was held at the invitation of the Chief Secretary, wherein it was informed that the State Cabinet would meet on August 6 to discuss the issue.
Government inform us that cabinet is going to take a sitting on 6th August. So they will inform us the outcome of the cabinet decisions. And the government also expressed that due to change of guard, the matter was delayed a bit. So we also accepted that. We're planning to start our third phase of agitation by tomorrow. But at the request of the government and in anticipation of the cabinet meeting on 6th, we have deferred.
Mr. Semi reiterated that the committee remains steadfast in its core demand and will decide the next course of action after the cabinet meeting. Mr. Semi said the government also assured that the commission to address the issue will be notified within 2 weeks. Lota Hoho has urged the state government to take immediate and concrete action to address the rising threat of human-elephant conflict in the wake of the recent elephant attack that claimed the life of a 72-year-old farmer in New Ripiam village, Woka. In a statement, the Hoho called for urgent deployment of rapid response teams and early warning systems in vulnerable areas. It also emphasized the need for sustainable, community-based strategies to mitigate conflicts. The Hoho also sought ex gratia compensation for the family of the deceased, as well as long-term support for the families affected by wildlife conflicts. Highlighting that Woka district records the highest frequency of human-wildlife conflict in Nagaland, the Hoho urged that the Divisional Forest Office in Doyang be upgraded to a dedicated wildlife range or division. The organization urged the authorities to act with urgency, foresight and compassion to prevent further tragedies. MLAs Kevi Podi Sofie and Dr. Silhutyo Rutso, along with Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchem, additional SP Kohima Soriso Quinker and other officials, conducted an on-site inspection of the damaged road stretch near BSF camp in Kohima. The visit was prompted by worsening condition of the road, which has become nearly unmotorable due to continuous movement of heavy vehicles. The team assessed the damage and discussed urgent measures to restore the road. Officials assured that immediate steps will be taken to restore the road and ensure safety for commuters while exploring long-term solutions to prevent further deterioration. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Both houses of the parliament have been adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as mark of respect to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning, while proceedings of the Lok Sabha were marred following opposition protests. Amid the noisy scene, Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandavia, replied to a question related to employment in government sector companies. He said 11 lakh aspirants got jobs in the last 16 months under Rozgar Mela. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, due to which discussions on National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 could not proceed.
बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स गवर्नेंस बिल और नेशनल एंटी डोपिंग अमेंडमेंट बिल चर्चा करके पारित करने के लिए समय तय किया और हमने भी अपोजिशन के मांग पर ये दो महत्वपूर्ण बिल को दो दिन चर्चा करने के लिए सबने माना था इसके बावजूद आज पूरा देश में खेल और खिलाड़ियों के लिए इतना महत्वपूर्ण बिल लेकर के जब सरकार यहाँ आए हैं तो भी ये विपक्ष के सारे मेंबर्स इस तरह से हंगामा करके बिल पर चर्चा होने से रोक लगा रहे ये ठीक नहीं है
In the Rajya Sabha, the members paid tribute to former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Mr. Soren played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of tribal communities. The House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has extended the special registration drive for the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana PMMVY till the 15th of this month. The PMMVY, a door-to-door awareness cum enrollment campaign led by Anganwadi and ASHA workers, aims to reach out to all eligible pregnant and lactating women and ensure their timely registration under the scheme. Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya, JNV, Kohima is set to host 24 JNVs from across Northeast as part of cluster-level competition, Art in Education and Kala Utsav on 6th and 7th August. Organized by the Navodaya Vidyalaya Samiti, Regional Office Shillong, the cultural event aims to promote and celebrate the artistic talents of students. And the third day of the 24th Dr. T. Ao Inter-District Football Championship 2025 saw more action-packed matches as teams battled for early dominance in the prestigious tournament. Newland delivered a stunning performance, thrashing Shamator 9-0 in a completely one-sided encounter. Dimapur edged past Noklak with a narrow 1-0 victory. Peck also put on a strong show, defeating Kifri 2-1. Meanwhile, defending champions Tuensang continued their title defense with a solid 3-0 win against Zunaboto. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Advisor Dr. Kekri Lule Yome stresses need to preserve tribal languages. State Cabinet discussed calls for reservation policy review on August 6th. Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation defers stir, awaiting cabinet decision. And state government urged to take urgent, concrete action to mitigate human-elephant conflict. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.